It was an intimate but dramatic affair full of symbolism. The social media savvy populist Zoran Mamdani chose an abandoned subway station for his midnight swearing-in as the mayor of New York. The ceremony was the culmination of his meteoric rise from state lawmaker to global stardom. 34-year-old Mamdani, the city's first Muslim mayor, took his oath on the Quran. The midnight event has been followed by a more public swearing-in at nearby City Hall and a block party.
I,
Zoran Kwame Mamdani.
Zoran Kwame Mamdani.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That Jake Offenhartz is the New York City reporter for the Associated Press. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Jake, tell us about this midnight swearing in and why it was so typical somehow of Zoran Mamdani.
Well, this was a very brief private affair in, as you said, this abandoned subway station near City Hall underground. But it's really a beautiful gem of the system that for a complicated transit reason we've stopped using. I believe it was like last in service under Mayor LaGuardia, who Mamdani has repeatedly cited as someone he looks up to and wants to emulate. He was sworn in on a Quran, which is a first in New York City history. And I think there's a lot of symbolism there, and it kind of goes hand in hand with what is currently happening now, which is the flip side, a very public extended block party that is taking place both like within the gates of City Hall and through several blocks of Broadway below it, where we have thousands of people braving very, very frigid temperatures just to be kind of part of this historic moment right now.
And a lot of young people out there just now?
A lot of young people. I mean, people of all ages. I spoke to an older woman in the security line this morning. She's a musician. She said to me that it felt like, you know, there are these moments where New York comes together. And you know, she's been here for, you know, 60 years. And I said, when was the last time it felt like this? And she said, when the Mets won the World Series in 1986. So I don't know if it's a direct comparison, but yeah, there's people of all ages. There's a lot of the younger volunteers that propelled him to victory, but there's a real cross section of New Yorkers here.
But now, of course, the hard work begins. It's one thing running a popular campaign, quite another managing a giant bureaucracy. What do you think are his biggest initial challenges?
I think the bureaucracy, just the day-to-day unrelenting challenges of being mayor of the nation's largest city. You know, people, one snowstorm that, you know, they fail to plow the roads right for, people will turn on him. And he has this very ambitious agenda that a lot of people are really familiar with, in a way that I think not in the past we haven't really seen politicians who have this base of support that they know the platform so well. And so people are going to be looking to see if he could actually do this. And some of these things are going to take time. They're going to require, you know, if it works, cooperating with the state and possibly raising taxes, which is no small thing. So just I think both the day-to-day drudgery of being the executive of New York City and then while at the same time trying to follow through on this very ambitious agenda that he got elected on.
And in a nutshell, his agenda is to do with cost of living, isn't it? To do with cheaper transport, cheaper childcare.
Yeah, he has made it his mission to make New York City more affordable, specifically for working people, which is, I think, something that is top of mind for everyone here. He was very astute to, I think, focus his campaign on this at a time when, you know, many people were talking about public safety. He was just talking on message constantly about affordability. And he has some of these concrete ways that he says he's going to be able to do that. You know, you can make buses free. You could freeze the rent on rent-stabilized buildings, which are a major proportion of New York City's apartments. And he's talked about making childcare free, which would be, you know, childcare is enormously expensive here. And that is something that he's had some buy-in from the governor, for example, has said that she wants to do that. So if he's able to make progress on those things, I think people will maybe give him the benefit of the doubt. He's coming in with a lot of good political will to say, you know, it may take a little while until we have free buses, till we feel, you know, certain of these affordability promises. But if he's able to get a couple wins on the board early, that'll buy him more time. And then the flip side of that, I think, is, you know, people say the first 100 days or the first year, if he hasn't really been able to make any progress on this, I think he could lose some of that political will pretty quickly.
And how do you see the relationship with Donald Trump playing out? He challenged him almost directly in his acceptance speech, and then we saw those incredible White House scenes where there seemed to be some kind of bromance going on there. What's your read on that?
I think everyone is kind of taking the wait-and-see approach on that. That was a really remarkable press conference. I don't think Mamdani expected that sort of fawning welcome from the president. And there's definitely an awareness on members of his team that I've spoken to that Trump essentially could strangle the agenda overnight. He could create a budgetary crisis for New York City. That means that everything that the mayor has to focus on for the next 4 years is closing these budget holes that Trump could blow in the city's finances. And so he's been very strategic about how he approaches the president. I guess more recently, less so on the campaign when he was directly challenging him.
Jake Offenhart, It's definitely a relationship to watch, isn't it? Thank you so much for braving the frigid temperatures and being with us.
Thank you.